man, did you guys miss us? I missed you.
Just in time here at the Hot Box.
It's 9 p.m., so that means it's Hot Box time on a Tuesday evening. We're basically broadcasting live from Skid Row Studios. We are Hot Box.
We got the swanky lights going on in here.
Yeah, we actually, like, we turned down the ambiance, so there's, like, some track lighting going on, some fucking
It's a little bit romantic. Lighting.
It's fairly romantical. I would say that we are in a romantical state right now. And, oh, Mindy just turned it out. She turned on another light.
So now our SkidRowStudios.com logo is lit up.
Thank God. Hey, so Mindy, I normally ask how our weekend went, but I think I know how our weekend went. But I want to hear you say it.
It was great. We went to NAMM.
Yeah, we did, dude. We went to NAMM show, and I don't know. I mean,
Drum Heaven,
fucking Stack City. Basically, those of you who are not from LA, and I understand that hopefully we have a lot of listeners that are not from LA.
We love you out there,
and we love you very, very much. Basically, we went to it's called the NAMM show. That's N, capital A, capital M show.
So it's NAMM.
NAMM. Oh, yeah, NAMM. We went to that show. It's basically a convention. It's like a 3 or 4 day affair, and it's like nothing but vendors from like vendors that are like involved in musical equipment and music in general, mostly musical equipment. So we got press passes for this, and that's big business for us.
Of course.
Of course we did.
We are the press.
Hello, we're
box.
The Hot Box. Why wouldn't you let us on?
We're a radio show.
We're a radio show, man.
I'm sure you remember the episode we did with Taylor where we made a fake music radio podcast to get into NAMM.
Yeah, we basically had to, like, wheedle our way in by, like, turning like two podcasts back like into like a very NAMM-y NAMM special.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of talk about the weed on that.
We didn't talk
episode.
About weed on that one. We talked about musical instruments.
But we talk about music all the time anyway.
And gadgets. It's true. However, this time it was me and Mindy and our sound dude Nick and our other sound dude Jeremy. You've heard Woo-hoo. Both of them on the podcast before.
Nick is running the show tonight.
Thanks, Nick.
Hey,
Nick.
What up?
Hey, did you like NAMM show?
It was fucking amazing.
Oh, yeah, what was your best moment?
Fender guitars up on the top floor.
Yeah, that whole
like
the whole floor of this convention center in Anaheim was all guitars.
It was amazing.
Playing Thriller on bass.
Yeah, and I was singing. And another thing that happened that was cool was we managed to run into a certain guy that we've been like literally like stalking, and he was just there. Dale Crover.
We're not stalking them.
Former drummer of the Melvins, drummer for Fantomas. Every time that they go out, he and Toshi Kasai have a thing called Deaf Nephews where they're producers. Like, we love
this super
dude.
Support Deaf Nephews.
We fucking love this man. And we saw him from far away. Mindy,
drumming
Mindy
inspiration for Mindy.
Yeah, Mindy's a drummer. I don't know if you guys have been playing,
I think you can
along,
hear. I think you could hear his influence on my style.
Oh, I think you can.
Especially the punk stuff.
Yeah. No, I think you
can. And the hitting hard like a beast.
Yeah, yeah. Mindy goes fucking beast mode every time, and so
he goes
Crover.
Beast mode.
And he does, dude. Fucking shit. So we saw him. Mindy noticed him.
I was taking a picture of myself in front of a green drum set, Tama, that I wanted. I was like, oh, I like this set. It's the color of weed. And then I look and I see him walk by and just go, Mary, go over here.
Yeah, and basically what happens is Mindy's a little bit on the shy side, so she won't. She can't just approach people, but she's got me to do it for her, and I have no fucking shame.
Yeah, like, I was like, Mary, go.
Like,
go,
ain't no
go
shame in the Mary game. So I literally, like, I walked right up to him, and granted, everybody's wearing, like, badges, like lanyards with a big stupid NAMM badge, but all it says is your first name in, like, all caps in big letters. Then it says in tiny letters your full name and where you're from. But he kept, like, turning around, and I kept, like, getting, like, the backside of him.
I
and
remember
so, seeing that. You were circling
him.
I literally was, like, circling him like a fucking creep. And then I finally just went, you know what? Caution of the wind. What's the worst that can happen? He's either A, not Dale Crover, or B, he's not going to come on the show or not going to, like, be down.
He was really nice.
So I tap him on the shoulder, and I'm like, dude, are you a Dale Crover? And I got all, like, I don't get starstruck that often, but when I do, it's big. It's legendary. Like, I've gotten starstruck about, like, Rob Halford and Gene Simmons and now Dale Crover. Those are the only dudes. And Bob Odenkirk from Mr. Show. From TV's Mr. Show. Those are the only guys I've ever gotten starstruck about. Like, where I, like, don't know what to say. So with this motherfucker, I just walked right up to him and asked him. And he was like, yeah, I am. And I literally, like, summoned Mindy as fast as she could get over. And we told him about the hot box. And we basically told him that, like, there are a few shows where we talk about the Melvins. We just saw the Melvins at New Year's Eve. We had Quee, the band, in here, and they were produced by him and Toshi. Their album was,
it's like Destiny. They rented their tour van from my work.
Yeah, and they rented their tour van from Mindy's work. Homeboy gave us his email and his number, and Mindy and I, like, did a little faggot dance. Like, we were, like, on the, like, the Roxbury Brothers, like, we got a number! Like, we were so happy. Like, I've never been that happy in my life. Like, you could throw, like, the most, like, beautiful man at me right now, and I'd be like, yeah, you're no Dale Crover that's going to be on my show. I actually kind of don't give a fuck. Yeah. That's how excited we were.
I know. I was super stoked. Like he was polite and down to earth and everything. And then...
Well, and he had, like, two broad-shouldered white women just, like, grinning at him. And we're in our 20s. We're all like, we think you're so fucking cool. I fucking think you're fucking cool. I've never been like that, like, goofy, like, about, like, I've never, put it this way, Rob Halford and Gene Simmons and Bob Odenkirk were all in situations where, like, I didn't approach them. They happened to be around.
Yeah.
And I just started talking to them. This was, like, the first time I've ever, and I'm an LA girl. Like, I see famous people all the time, but I actually don't give a fuck if you're famous.
Yeah.
This is the first time I've ever, like, tapped somebody on the shoulder and be like, excuse me, are you so-and-so? Because I like you and I think you're really funny. Like, we didn't even fucking have to pull that.
Yeah, he was really cool.
He was and really cool.
We're going to do our best to get the Melvins or at least Dale Crover in one of these hot box seats.
Yeah, so you guys should keep
listening. Go drum geek crazy. I have so many drumming questions to ask him.
Dude, basically,
I wonder.
Our whole show, if he came on, would just be you asking him drummy shit. Like, shit about drums.
I'll be like, so should we play drums together? I got a drum set. Do you want to play together? Do you want to have a drum duel?
It'll just be Mindy, like, exercising her, like, drum dick. Can we have a sword fight, but instead of our dicks, it's going to be our drums? Can we just have a drum off? Can we have a drum fight?
I'm
going
to bring one of his drumsticks that I happen to have and see if he'll sign it for me.
He totally will.
Well, we were going to play a song of the Melvins for you guys so that you can hear this drumming that we're talking about.
How fucking dank this motherfucker is and how lucky we are to have seen him and met him.
So check it out, Melvin.
Dig it today.
listen to Skid Row Studios anytime, anywhere with the Skid Row app on your smartphone.
Skid Row Studios.
Real radio on the internet.
You are listening to Skid Row Studios.
You're 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 listening to Skid Row Studios.
Skid Row Studios.
You're listening to Skid Row Studios.
I'm not doing it with you.
Please do it with me.
Fuck that.
Can you please have sex with me?
At Skid Row Studios?
At Skid Row Studios.
Maybe.
Okay.
Smoky in here. It's like a fucking hot box.
I can barely see my own face.
I can barely see your face.
That's because we are in the hot box, actually. And we're going to be in the hot box every Tuesday from 9 p.m. Pacific time to 10 p.m. Pacific time.
At www.skidrowstudios.com.
Yeah.
Please come get high with us.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Man, we didn't get enough time to smoke our weed.
I don't even know where my weed is right now, but I smoked some. If you got cops, leave me alone. Basically, we're the worst kind of smokers because all we have are a book of matches.
Last match party.
Hey, but this is better. This is an upgrade from that one show where all we had was a thing of weed and lighter, but no pipe.
Oh yeah, that was a rough night.
That was a desperate show. Like, I think we even like put out like a weird little signal, like, anybody, anywhere, please, if you're listening.
Yeah, if anyone's listening out there, also you can give us a call. 1-800-893-9562. The number to call, the place to be, you're in the hot box. We want to hear from you. We want to get prank called.
We do.
I know you're out there.
Yeah. And to be honest with you, I think most of our callers have been dudes. We don't really have any female callers.
We need one of you gals out there to prank call
us.
Yeah,
let's get a bitch up in here. Fucking show off your weed dick, woman. You're stoned. You're listening to us. Like, you know, take it to the next level if you want. I mean, I actually don't really like women that much.
Really. But you like me.
But if, yeah, well, I love you, but you're a machine like me. We're mythical creatures, Mindy. We're not normal humans.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Well, I don't think so anyway. Basically, Mindy and I, we exist in a universe that's like a utopia of awesome bitches. And that's where we live. That's where we reside.
Yeah.
However,
bitches are awesome bitches.
We have to come here sometimes, you know, to this planet Earth from time to time and just make sure that you guys are all, you know, all you homies are dusting your girls' asses right, you know. That's all we care about. And, that's pretty much it. You know, I mean, I don't like to brag. I don't like to boast. But, you know, I'm intercontinental when I eat French toast. Sorry.
You don't like to brag and you don't like to boast?
Yeah. Ooh, I will tell you one thing. Over the weekend, I did karaoke. And some people don't like karaoke and they get really embarrassed when you want to do it.
I'm not a big fan of karaoke.
I like the karaoke. I'm not going to
lie. I like to sing.
But basically, I did Get It Together by the Beastie Boys. It's the Beastie Boys and Q-Tip. It's the one that starts with like the monkey noises, like, ooh, ee, ah. We've actually played it. When the Pollywog crew was here, we played it as like one of our like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Break songs so we could all smoke a bowl. I rapped that during karaoke and I'm not afraid.
Ooh.
Like, I wouldn't choose a song if I didn't know how to play it. And this place had it where you could like find songs off of the internet. So I was like, fine, Get It Together, Please by the Beastie Boys. I'm totally going to do it. And so they found it. And so I did it. And this was in the valley where I live, like up in like, you know, Recito Huey or whatever the fuck. I did this song. It was like one of my first dates with this dude. And he pretty much, without like saying it out loud, was totally embarrassed by me. Like, I think maybe he's not into rap or bless you. Maybe he's not, I don't know, maybe he doesn't want the girl that he's like trying to see or trying to fuck to like, you know, rap a bunch of Beastie Boys shit. Like, that might not have got him in the mood. But in any case, like, he was not down, and it, like, I had to like backpedal and be like, hey, but I'm cool. I still have big tits. I mean, come on, man. I got some cracking, but not enough. I don't think it's enough. I think that they, have you ever embarrassed yourself in front of a dude and had them kind of like not be down? You probably haven't.
When I talk about butt stuff a lot.
Oh, the butt stuff, actually.
The drunken butt stuff.
That might throw off a few fellas, actually, to be honest with you. Yeah. One thing I've learned is one thing you can't tell a dude is if, or actually do tell a dude this if you don't want him to fuck you or if you don't want him to keep pursuing you, is if he's like, hey, so when are we going to fuck again? Or when are we going to get naked again? Just all you have to say is, as soon as I stop bleeding.
Yeah.
They don't like that. The boys do not like that at all in any way.
What if they're in a relationship with you, though? Then they're cool with it. Then they just love every piece of you.
Wait, you swear you've been with dudes that don't care about period sex?
Yeah.
I haven't.
Oh.
I've literally...
I just don't say anything. If they find out, they find out. If not,
they find out the hard way. Damn, Mindy, you're fucking ruthless.
Well, if Manny can't tell by my mood swings, then...
Yeah, that's some hood-ass shit. Or how much toilet paper's missing. No, dude, I've literally, like, I've had to be like, well, I wanted to hang out with you tonight, but I'm on my period, so I guess it's just blowjob central. Like, I've totally, like, done that.
Aww.
And it's never... Nobody ever wants to have sex on their when I'm on my period. You caught yourself a live one. You got a real Warren Beatty over there. A real fucking albatross.
I don't
know what I'm saying, actually. It doesn't make any sense.
He protects his butthole like it's the Holy Grail.
He should. He's afraid of you.
We had to have that conversation early in our relationship.
As I toke this pipe. We're actually not supposed to be toking because apparently the guy, I don't know if you guys have been paying attention, but the guy that does a show.
I'm going to get in so much trouble.
No, you're not.
Oh, wait, Nick.
We have the lid on. This is vaporizing. We're not smoking.
What up?
There's no smoke in here.
We got soundboard Nick, who also went to the NAMM show with us. Everybody, Nick, everybody. How do you feel about girls on their period? Would you or would you not do them period style?
All right, check this out. I went out with this girl, and I think the first time I had sex with her, she was on her period or whatever, and... After she left my house the next day,
you got your period.
I got my period, dude. I took off all the sheets on my bed, and she had bled into the mattress.
Oh.
And it was, like, gnarly. So I flipped the mattress over, and that was that. So that's what I know about period sex. That's pretty fucking crazy.
Well, we also have, like, this resident expert, Dr. Red Wings. He's got a story to tell well. Let's hear it.
I don't necessarily have a specific story because I try to fuck as many girls as possible on their periods.
Yeah.
But here's just a rule of thumb. The floor works good. It won't get your bed stained. And lay down a towel. Fun fact, I lay down a towel and I'm on the floor. I don't like the floor very much because I like to support myself on my knees.
Yeah.
That, you know, it's not good for your knees. Just fun fact as well.
No, totally. That's
it's not good, but towels work all the time. I use a towel. I actually have towels specifically designated for those purposes.
Do you just like, I feel like you're just cruising like the tampon aisle at CVS.
I'm that guy.
And you're just like, hey,
coat.
Baby, you know what? You may not feel sexy tonight, but I think you're sexy.
I'm not in the tampon aisle, but I'm the aisle over. That's the razor blade aisle. As if I'm looking to shave, but not really. I'm actually just scoping the ladies in the tampon aisle.
I found out the other day, I was at Orchard Hardware Store.
Oh, and, your last name.
Yeah, yes, my last
that's
name.
That's where you have to go.
Yeah, that's my legacy. Yeah, that's my dynasty right there. No, I realized that as a woman, just wandering around Orchard Hardware, because I was trying to get supplies to like spackle and like do stuff in my apartment because I'm moving, I realize that that's where a chick should go. So ladies, if you're single, just take a shopping cart, fill it with stupid shit, and just like wander around a hardware store, because some dude will ask you if you need help, even if he doesn't work there. Or you could ask dudes if they need help, you know, like pick your aisle. Like maybe you're in the gardening aisle. Maybe you're into that. Maybe you're in the spackling and, you know, your remodeling aisle. Or maybe you're in the tool belt and shoulder pad and knee pad aisle, and everyone's up for grabs. I mean, it's like a smorgasbord, ladies. I'm just trying to tell you, hardware stores are where it's at. Stop going to bars. Stop hooking up with people at parties. Go to a hardware store. You will find yourself a man, and he'll be able to fix shit or at least pretend like he does.
Yeah, you want
to
date a man.
Ooh, yeah.
Fix shit or at least pretend that he does.
Yes, I agree.
Oh, man, I was going to play a song. There's a guy that I know you think he's kind of a hot dude.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Speaking of ladies and men.
Yeah, we were going to play a little bit of the Nick Cave.
Little Nick Cave. He's super slurpy.
Yeah, so this is kind of a rare song. I hope you guys enjoy it. And here I go.
Now. Messages. So many
messages. What? Wait, what?
Oh, nothing. No bigs. No bigs.
We are the Hotbox. We do all this shit. Oh, my God.
Basically, Mindy and I just had, I don't know what we just did. That was like we had a seizure.
I think I can't wait to like, we obviously went to NAMM and we're going to have a NAMM special where we play all these wonderful things we recorded in the convention on the field. I know there's a part where I'm rapping and I'm rapping about how hot you are following you, Mary.
Yeah. And another thing that happened at NAMM was my ass. It happened a lot. And
it was there. It was happening.
It was there. Yeah. I actually like, I came hard with like the cute clothes, but to be honest with you, didn't really feel like trying to like use my feminine wiles that much until Dale Crover was in the mix. Then I was like, all of a sudden, like Cutie Pie Mary. But until
that's when
that
I was
point,
trying to use my drumming suaveness. Yeah, like I'm a drummer. Like, you want to talk about diddles?
Yeah, like I got titty wiles. You got drumming wiles.
I do.
Yeah,
I got Bandigo cred.
Bandigo cred, and the fact that you and me both, we kind of look like we could be related. We have the same hairstyle.
Yeah, possibly.
Maybe
the same.
If you're lucky,
the same perfect and amazing sense of humor.
Exactly.
We are like the two funniest people I know, huh?
Yeah, no, I don't know. I don't know anybody funnier than you.
I don't know anyone funnier than you.
Like seriously, like you crack me up on the regs. And what's funny is sometimes I don't even think you know you're being funny. Like that one time when I was like telling you something about like poop, like what if you could like, you know, what if it was like guys in order to get a boner, they had to poop their dick out like a piece of poop to get a boner.
Oh, that'd be cool.
And you were like, it's nice to dream. And I was like, you're right, Mindy. It is really nice to dream.
What if guys had to like poop to get a boner? So if you were going to have sex with a guy, he would have to poop before you could commence the sexual relations.
My biggest concern, I have a lot of concerns, but one of my biggest concerns is that one day somewhere I am going to fall into a situation where some dude is like, all right, baby, everything's perfect with us. Like we doing good. You beautiful. You so sexy.
Oh,
but I got a penis and a vagina, but I can only have sex if I fuck my own vagina while you watch. Like, that's my biggest fear.
That a guy can only have sex with himself?
In front of me.
Oh.
That's a valid fear, kind of.
I don't know. I like when guys masturbate when I'm chilling there around. I think I whack it in front of my boyfriend.
Have you ever been caught?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been caught in the worst way. When you were little or, like, recently? Like, has your boyfriend ever caught you? Or a boyfriend?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Well, if I have a boyfriend, I don't really care. I don't say anything. Just dart it up. And if they notice, cool. If not,
you're like, I'm already doing this. So maybe just hop on. Show me what you like.
You can join in if you want. I know that TV is very tempting.
Yeah, I know you feel like playing Halo 4, but maybe you want to come over here for a second.
Yeah.
I mean, we got DVR.
Thankfully, the days of video games are over.
No kidding, man. I've
my
already,
current boyfriend is not a gamer, and
God
I couldn't
love
be.
Him.
He's a sick ass musician. Just what I want.
To be honest with you guys, I do not ever want to date a gamer ever again because they literally they show no shame about like literally like wanting to devote time, like serious time, to video games. And I love you guys. You're great, but really, with the video games, really? There is fucking hot and cold pussy running all around
me. Oh, man.
You, everywhere. Wall-to-wall pussies. Dude, running free. This is L.A., and you're still playing Halo 4.
Mary, my ex-boyfriend, the one that was before my wonderful Manny, he got into computer games. Relationship was all right. Then he got a computer, and then I was like, But he would set it up so it would autoplay, like he would be leveling up while he wasn't on the computer. He'd be like, I don't know, like picking tomatoes or killing rabbits or something to get life points. But he had it set up so whenever another player would come somewhere near him, the computer would go, player on screen. So like it'd be 2 a.m. and suddenly player on screen, and he'd have to run up to the computer to to fight whoever was coming near his guy. Yeah, player on screen shouted when we were doing it once, and
yeah, that's
we found out what was really important.
Well, since we're sharing, and since we're talking about like horrible things that happen while you're trying to be a sexy woman, and some dude is trying to be the biggest horrible gadget techie nerd faggot in the world. Sorry, I said faggot, but I mean, when I say faggot, I mean guys that do these kinds of things. Not
we like guys that fuck other guys in the ass.
Yeah, we love
them. I do.
But I mean, when I say faggot, I mean actual dudes that do stupid shit like this. For instance, I one time was, and this was maybe in, well, actually, you know what? I'm not going to tell you when this was, but this happened to me. A guy was getting a sweet-ass blowjob from me.
Oh, yeah.
And I, you know, I'm getting into it, so I'm not paying attention. Like, you're not making eye contact with the dude, like, 24-7 while you're blowing him. So my I'm focused. My eyes are locked. I'm, you know, staring at the scrotum or whatever I'm doing. I start hearing like noises, like bloop 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 bloop, like weird like sound effects.
Yeah,
it's one thing if it's a text or like if it's like a Facebook notification on somebody's phone. Those noises I actually am familiar with, so I get it.
Yeah,
this motherfucker was playing Words with Friends while I was blowing him.
Oh, goodbye,
while
guy.
I was blowing with him, blowing him specifically. Do you know how gnarly that is? Like, because you can't just stop them, like stop in your tracks because you're like all like, you know, you're spitty and sweaty and you thought you were doing something
slobbery.
Blah, blah, blah. I literally like had to like pull away, look at him in his dumb big face and be like, you just realized like you killed it, right? Like you killed it like in a lot of ways, like you killed it. And he goes, well, no, I mean, I was just checking my phone. I was like, no, you realize that there's no way to get out of that. Like, you literally, like,
yeah.
you blew it. It's I was blowing it, and you blew it while I was blowing it. So, needless to say,
I was blowing it, and you blew it.
I got up very quickly, and I took myself to Taco Bell, where they treat me right, and I got, like, 9 tacos.
9 tacos is better than...
couple of tacos, Doritos, Locos, Vatos Locos, whatever they're called. The ones with the Dorito shell. Got a couple of those. And, you know, went home and basically cried me a river.
Yay.
But at least I wasn't with that dude anymore. So, ladies, I wish I could tell you guys this guy's name because he'll do this again. And he's probably done it to a lot of you. But
he's the Words with Friend blowjob.
He's the Words with Friend bandit. The wordy, blowy bandit guy.
You don't want to blow this guy.
Don't blow him. And if any dude, ladies, if you're blowing a dude and he takes out his phone, unless he's taking pictures of you or video of you, there's no reason for him to have his phone.
Yeah.
He should be locked in. If he's not locked in, then to the Raptors with ye. I don't give a shit. You're a horrible person.
Well, I was thinking maybe we could play a little song right now.
I'd be down to play a little song, you know, like...
Man-Man one?
Yeah, let's play the Man-Man one. This is Piranhas, you guys. I love Man-Man, and I love all of you. Let's listen to this so we can go get faded.
Check it out.
Thank you.
Stupid, faced it. You bunch of stupid faced motherfuckers.
What? Are we back?
Oh, I think we're back.
Hey ho, let's go.
Yeah.
Oh boy. What
can
you
guys
know?
Tell when we only have the two of us and we were so.
There's that special voice that's missing
from
our
hearts.
Cassie
is missing yet again, which we are so sad about because we fucking miss her.
She's with us in our hearts.
I miss her on the our like, mind. All the live long day. And I'm not the only one. I've actually had people that listen to the show that are friends of mine be like, hey, wasn't there a third girl?
She's the witty one.
Who's she? Where is she? Where's she be? I mean, nobody that I know actually talks like that. But if they did, that's how they would sound. However, yeah, sadly, Cassie can't make it. Cassie's kind of on the busier side. Like, she kind of makes me feel like a loser. Like, she's that busy that she can't do this. Like, I literally am, like, boringly busy only because I work 9 to 5 every day.
Yeah, I hate working 9 to 5.
Yeah, like, I'm that girl that's always like,
fuck you, 8:30 in the morning.
Straight up, fucking waking up at
even
7
a.m.
Do you know what I do every morning when I wake up? I wake up at 7:30, and I look at my dog, and he's all cute, and he's smiling all big, and he's, like, got his tail wagging, and I literally look at him, and I'm like, you know I'm hitting the snooze for, like, 10 minutes, right? Like, I hope you know that. Like, you're going to have to pump your brakes. And then I try to lay down, and then I go, no, because he's hungry. Like I feel like a dick. Like, why am I trying to, like, stop my dog from having delicious breakfast? Because he's fucking ready.
Yeah.
And if any of you know Drexel, you know that he's, like, the sweetest, most patient dog. So it's, like, really hard to just not feed him. So then I get up, and I'm, like, in my underwear. I'm all pissed off. I'm all tired. I'm, like, you know, scratching my head and fucking. And then I feed him, and he's so happy while he's awake and while he's eating that it wakes me up. So, like, I literally get, like, the double, you know, the double on, like effect of I get to be awake, and that's the only way I would wake up, because if it wasn't for Drexel, I would sleep until, like, I work about 5 minutes away from my house.
Yeah.
So, like, if I wanted to, and I have a car now, even if I still rode my bike, like, it's still, like, a 10-minute bike ride.
Oh, man.
So, like, I could literally wake up every day at 8:30, and, like, if I didn't feel like looking pretty or showering that day, I could get to work, like, in
I
two
wish.
Seconds flat.
Man.
But my dog, he keeps me honest.
That's good. I have a cute, cuddly boyfriend that he gets to sleep in later than me, and that makes it really hard to get out of
bed. It's really hard. Actually, it's really hard when the dude gets to sleep and you got to go to work, because they always try to, like, get you into that, like, morning head.
Oh,
that morning blowjob where you're like, I don't got time for this. I got to go to work. Or they want to cuddle, or they want to, like, snuggle. And you're like, dude, you don't get that if I don't leave right this minute, like, everybody's lives are going to be over.
I will miss my bus.
I will miss my bus, and I will Life be 45 will be minutes late to work. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, guys, you know, we love you, but give us a break sometimes. Don't play words with friends when we're blowing you.
Uh-huh.
And don't do that thing where you, like, try to drag us into bed for, like, a morning thing when you know we got places to be. We got morning jobs.
I don't
it's
like
really hard. We already
after,
don't want to get up. Anyway.
After I got my pajamas on, like, when I have to work the next day, once I, like, wash my face and brush my teeth and get my PJs and climb in bed, that's not the good time to be like, hey, you want to do it now? Right as you're falling asleep.
Yeah, because then you're like, no, this is going to throw me off schedule.
I'm so tired.
I'm in my fucking Hello Kitty jammy jams. Why would you do this to me? You wear pajamas to bed?
Well,
don't you get,
no.
like, overheated? No?
Yeah. I wear, like my boyfriend's t-shirt and underwear.
Oh, that's cute. You wear a t-shirt? Boyfriend's tea. Oh, you bet you look all snuggly and cute.
Oh, I do.
I do.
And we snuggle and cuddle and talk cute.
I definitely wear underwear, but because if I'm by myself, like, I don't have a gentleman over, I do wear, like, some sort of shirt thing, like a wife beater or something, only because my dog is a very snuggly dog. And I would never want to, like, have my dog, like, be snuggling up on me while I was, like, topless. That's weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's weird.
If it's, like, super hot, I'll sleep topless.
Yeah, but even super hot, it's like, you still, like, what if there was a fire? You still gotta get, still gotta, like, hop up and get the fuck out. So it's like, you want to sleep naked. It ends up being that you shouldn't. My mom actually told me one time when I was younger that you shouldn't wear underwear to bed because you should give yourself a chance to air out. Oh, but yeah. I think that's because my mom is kind of a bit of a turbo slut.
Oh.
So maybe she has to like air out, like really like feel the parameters, you know?
Yeah. Oh.
Speaking of sluts, we got a virgin in our midst coming up soon, right?
Yeah, we're going to sacrifice a virgin.
Yeah, we got a virgin sacrifice.
1 month
Hot
from
Box
now.
Listeners.
Alex, he has never smoked weed and he is coming on the Hot Box. We're going to start with the bowl. Then we're going to do a joint. Then we're going to rip out the bong and we'll be closing things out with a blunt. And you can watch this guy go from sober for life to faded as fuck within one Hot Box hour.
We going to get him short bus stoned. And he's going to wish that he never met us before. And he's also going to want so many Fritos. I'm going to bring like so many snacks.
And it's going to be the Tuesday right after we go to the Cannabis Cup. So not only are we going to be smoking a shit ton of weed in here, but we'll be getting him. We'll be talking about our Cannabis Cup experiences.
I think he's going to like it. I mean, do you remember the first time you got stoned? Like the first time you got stoned?
I remember the first time it hit me because I was in my own house and I went to turn off the light and I went to the wrong wall. Like I was
trying for you. How old
I was 18.
Oh, my baby girl went to the wrong wall.
Where is the switch?
Dude, the first time I smoked weed, it was when my dad got a job at Power 106 and he moved us to Burbank. And I was 14, brand new high school, and smoked a ton of weed. Like, basically, like, the Burbank kids, like, they're like, hey, you're new, you're cool, you have big boobs, let's hang out. And I was like, yeah. Okay, I guess everyone's nice here. And so, which is not the case, by the way. Most kids in Burbank are nice, but they are not all that nice.
Yeah.
Anyway, the ones that lived in my neighborhood, they were, and they smoked me out. But, you know, eventually you got to go home. Like, you all have homes and you all have curfews. So I went home and my dad was out, you know, prowling the streets, like hooking up with, you know, fine ladies, doing whatever a single dad of three does when he works at Power 106.
Yeah.
And I ate an entire loaf of Wonder Bread
by myself. Just the bread?
Just the bread. But the thing that I did was weird is every single slice of bread, I took the crusts off and mashed it into a ball and then would just like was eating the bread ball in front of the TV watching That Thing You Do on HBO for like the 90th time. And I literally all I remember about my first time of smoking weed was being alone. My brother and sister are asleep. My dad's gone. And I'm just going to eat this whole loaf of Wonder Bread crustless. That's how gnarly I felt like being that night. I don't think I've ever been that stoned in my life. I wish, don't you wish you can go back to how stoned you used to get? Because I never get that stoned
anymore. We could stop smoking weed for like a month or two.
No, it'd be more than a month though, dude.
Yeah, to clear out my system, it'd be like 3 months maybe.
Yeah, it'd be like 3 years for me. I think
I went like 6 days without smoking weed when I moved out here because I didn't bring any weed from Iowa to California. And then when I got here, I didn't know anyone. And it took me like a day and a half to find weed. 6 days. And then when I did get stoned, I got fucking stoned.
Fucking stoned. Yeah, but Mindy and I used to work together and smoke weed at work. We were lucky. We were balling.
Hey.
You can't smoke weed at your new job. Like during your job?
No, not definitely not during it. No,
I can't smoke weed during my job. There's no way.
I wouldn't drive a vehicle high.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I wouldn't write checks and fucking manage bank accounts and do all the accounting shit that I have to do stoned.
Yeah,
I tried like the first week I worked there. I smoked weed before work one time, and it was the worst day of my life. Like I was so confused and so like scatterbrained. I couldn't even like. No. I actually have the kind of grown-up job where now it's like I gotta get off work if I'm gonna try to smoke some weed.
Oh, yeah. So who's the guest we have next week? I think you have someone cool coming into the studio.
Yeah, we're trying to get my homie Jenny on here. Jennifer Corson, a solo exhibit. She's an artist. She's an amazing artist. Her name is Jennifer Corson. She usually shows at the Hive Gallery, but she actually has her first solo show at the Hive Gallery. And the Hive Gallery, if you guys don't know, is downtown here.
It's a cool place.
It's very cool. Yeah. She's a resident of my crazy apartment complex. She used to live there. The legacy of the Bauhaus looms large, but she doesn't live there anymore. She's somewhere cooler probably. now. But yeah, she's doing basically like some really, really cool prints and a lot of hearts. Like, she does a lot of heart shaped, but I mean, when I say heart, I mean the actual human heart, not like a heart, like a Valentine's heart. So she's got, I guess they don't call it an exhibit. Do they call it an exhibit? She's got a show.
Yeah.
Jennifer Corson at the Hive Gallery. It's coming up. It's going to be from like the 8th until the 15th.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're going to have her on. We're going to have her on next week. Just so she can like talk. You guys can hear her pretty voice and listen in, because she's, you know, she's a very pretty girl.
And yeah. And next week, we will have some of those audio recordings of our NAMM interviews. We did some really good interviews. We got a lot of good stuff.
Yeah. We went around.
I found some cool drumsticks, Boso drumsticks, bamboo.
Yeah, we got a guy. We got a guy to give Mindy some free drumsticks, which is pretty flossy.
Woo-hoo.
And what I loved is that Mindy went around this NAMM show. I mean, we have 2 seconds left, but Mindy went around and like pounded the skins, and people were surprised and taken aback, as they should be. But yeah, you guys, next week, please listen to us, and please thank you for, I mean, not please, but thank you for listening tonight.
Yeah, we're so glad we have people. You know, more and more people keep listening and downloading our shows. We're really grateful. You know, share us with your friends. If you know someone that has something coming up to promote, hit us up.
We love helping people. And we are only at 281 likes. We need 420 likes.
We need 420.
And I want those reports on my desk.
Next week.
Damn it. Bye, guys.
This has been The Hot Box.
We love you and we miss you already. Beep.